Good morning, everyone. Rob Bass, BMoore's92Q.com, talking the murder rate in Baltimore with Baltimore City Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
The city has reached now the landmark number over 200 homicides.
Mm-hmm. Today it's about 214. Okay.
We obviously can't turn the clock back. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, what is the plan for 2014 that number doesn't increase? And how many of the homicides so far this year, percentage-wise, have been solved?
We have a clearance rate is approximately about 56, 57, if I remember correctly, and we anticipate that it's going to be more closer to the 60s by the time we end the year if we continue to go where we're going. At one point in time in a year, we're at 80%, and those numbers don't mean anything to you unless you know what the national average is, and that national average is about 60% on clearance on homicides. And it used to, years ago, it used to be higher because the homicides were domestic homicides. So you knew who the bad guy was. You can track him down. Today, when you have drive-by shootings and walk-by shootings, that's why the number has dropped. This police organization, I think, does very well at tracking bad guys down. We're trying to play catch-up at the beginning of 2013. I was putting pieces in place. The organization was moving. We were getting our strategies down. Had to build my credibility within the organization, so it's taken us a little time to lock in those pieces. I think we're off and rolling, and as we roll into the next year, I think the city's going to be very proud. My goal is not just to get to the number 200. I want to go beyond that, and in order to do that, it just cannot be part of the police department. We have to be very sharp at our role, but it has to be a team effort. It has to be a collaboration between a city and all the multiple pieces, and I'm not just talking about City Hall. I'm talking about the school district, school police, transit police. The holistic piece has to come together as a city.
Tomorrow, I'll be asking Commissioner Anthony Batts about public enemy number one. Rob Bass, BMoore's92Q.com.